Hey everybody, welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host Elias Roush. Today we are talking about Westworld Season 2, Episodes 4 through 6. So, Episode 4, The Riddle of the Phoenix. The Riddle of the Sphinx. So Riddle of the Sphinx, I think, might be my favorite episode of Season 1 and 2. I think this episode was extremely well shot. Lisa Joy directed this, and it just feels like they know exactly what they're shooting for when they're actually... Lisa Joy is a writer on the show, and so having her behind the camera feels like they know what they're shooting. Every little bit matters, and every scene matters as well. I really enjoyed the direction. I enjoyed the one takes of when it showed Jim Delos in the room, that one room where they were testing everything. And then there was maybe 5 or 6 mic drops throughout the entire episode where we haven't had any in a few episodes. This was a great episode. It was incredibly shot, incredibly dynamic. I mean, when they were showing just the record spinning in the middle, I mean, they showed like the fire coming in. We found out multiple storylines going on. We got confirmation that Bernard is not living in the right timeline, and he's remembering seeing Elsie. Elsie has been living in a cave for I don't know how long, and she still has great hair and looks like she has not been laying there for 2 weeks or however long. She looks like she got a haircut and a hair dye. I don't know. Just a couple things, you know, about that episode. But overall, I think episode 4 of season 2 has been stellar, and that's the mark we want to hit every time. We primarily focused with William and Bill, and revolved around the creation of Jim Delos has evidently already been recreated into a robot, and so they're continuing to go on with this transference of DNA and brain molecules or something like that. Evidently, he's still losing his mind in 30 days or something like that. Extremely interesting, but not 100% all the way. I guess not that it wasn't thought out, it wasn't explained all the way, but just a lot of questions. And we found out that opening scene was all happening in the middle of Westworld. Episode 5, Akane no Mai. By the way, episode 4, best performance of Ed Harris. I didn't think I'd care about any of... we found out so much information about episode 4, but without a doubt, best performance. We found out Ben Barnes is dead by overdose. We found out a lot of information. We also found out, I think he has a daughter in that. We found out just loads of information. Episode 5... we kind of return back to the storyline of Maeve, and we are introduced to Shogun World, where pretty much everyone has a matching mirrored self. Everyone that's in Sweetwater is pretty much mirrored in Shogun World, and we kind of go through like a little detour bottle episode of Maeve, and it's kind of 5 and 6, but we go through a detour a little bit of Shogun World, and kind of going through a Maeve daughter situation, but with the Japanese Shogun styled Maeve and her daughter. There's even flashes of her seeing herself as, you know, her daughter is getting you know, slashed and whatnot. It's very reminiscent, you know, when you see the main bad guys that are in Sweetwater, they mirror Hector and they mirror Armistice, and they mirror people that are already in Sweetwater. So it was really cool, but Ultimately, what was the strongest part about was probably the fighting. I think the fighting was pretty dope. We're also seeing Maeve starting to develop some sort of Jedi mind trick. So she's having people basically kill themselves like in the Happening style. So I thought that was pretty cool. But honestly, you can only do that so many times and impress me. It's only so cool when you see somebody, oh my gosh, they just committed suicide. Oh my, we've seen done so many times. It doesn't quite hit that shock value anymore. And seeing two bad guys about to attack one innocent lady and then the two bad guys stab each other, it's like, okay, we've seen this before. And I'm not sure how many times we can get away with that. But yeah, I think that the fighting was pretty well choreographed, and I liked there was a new actor that played the mirrored version of Hector. Let me see if I can pull his name up real quick. Hiroki Sanada, who played Musashi. He was the main, I guess, the main guy that was leading the Shogun. But I am lacking a little bit of I don't know, technical awareness, I think is what I'm looking for, because even up through episode 6, there's many times when Dolores and Teddy, or Maeve and Hector, or just two robots are talking to each other, and they're not really addressing themselves as robots. They're more addressing themselves what sound more like they're in their own loops. So that which it kind of worries me a little bit, which makes me think that we might still all be under Ford's spell, which can totally be done. And at the end of episode 6, we might actually be under Ford's spell. We have an Anthony Hopkins appearance in the episode Phase Space, episode 6. The thing about episode 4, sorry, I know I'm jumping all over the place, but there was a technical aspect about 4 that really worked. Not only when we were following Bernard into his so-called new reality when he was going into the cave to meet Elsie, but there was a scene where he's watching himself go into the cave previously, I guess when he was taking care of Elsie or even before then, and he was remembering seeing himself go in there. There's sound cues and there's music that happens that kind of give the viewer technical ability to understand that we're seeing a flashback or we're entering a flashback, or when Elsie's banging on a door trying to get into a secret facility and Bernard's trying to talk to her, we are actually explicitly told that he cannot interact with her because he realizes that he is not in real time with her. So, just technical things like that are really good because they didn't have them the first episode, and it made it so in the first episode, the first season, and it made it so much more difficult to grasp and understand where we were on the timeline, and if things were happening were real or not. And I can understand you want to blur that sometimes, but this was a time that you didn't want to do that. And I'm glad they didn't. And Lisa Joy did a phenomenal job once again on directing that episode 4. I don't think she. Let me see who directed 5 and 6. Craig Zobel did episode 5, and Phase Space episode 6 is directed by Tarika Saleh. And so yeah, in episode 6, we're gonna jump back into episode 6. Bernard gets plugged into the whatever the hell that is. I don't know, some sort of plug-in thing where it removes his consciousness or something like that and transfers it into somewhere else. I don't, to be honest, I have no idea what Bernard is doing. He's plugging into the system, and it evidently you can do that. And now he's seeing Ford. We're gonna flash over or jump over to Dolores and Teddy. Teddy is just going full on badass, like, I mean, mercenary badass. Like, he just wants to kill everybody and anything. And Dolores is looking all sorts of like regretful, like maybe I shouldn't have done that, but it's like you did it to him. I mean, you, that's you're he you're looking at yourself in the mirror by with Dolores resetting Teddy. It was kind of a change in pace. That was she reset Teddy in episode 5, so it was kind of a shift of teams and balance on for the whole season. I don't know what it served us earlier in the season to see Teddy already drowned. I kind of wish we didn't see that Teddy ultimately loses to whatever he's doing. So, and I think these episodes have only gotten better throughout the season. I don't think this is a deteriorating season. I think sometimes season twos can be much more difficult than season ones because they're trying to, follow up their big hit, their first season with another big hit, and sometimes it doesn't always live up to it. But this is hitting different notes that I think is honestly working. I do feel myself lacking a little bit of empathy as well, on most sides, except for I don't we're not with Elsie enough to really empathize too much with her. I mean, we don't want her to die, but I mean, she's just not on the screen that much. She's only been in one episode in the past, I don't know, eight, or I don't know, maybe two episodes in the last like eight. I don't know, maybe I might be exaggerating a little bit, but she has not been a predominant part of first and second season. Ed Harris seems like that he, since number four, his Ed Harris's performance with the guy that played Jim Delos, that was a phenomenal scene. They played well off of each other, and it was probably the same type of interaction we would have got with if it was with Anthony Hopkins again. Ed Harris and Hopkins, I believe. Shared the screen only one time on first season. But at the end of episode 6, we'll wrap up. Maeve goes to find her daughter finally at this section, wherever the hell, and it's almost playing out exactly how it was in her dreams. We've seen her dreams happen. She's with her daughter in the fields, and then the Indians come up and try to kill her and all that jazz. Essentially, that she's walks up on her daughter, and her daughter's just where she left her. Somehow she's grown, but we know that, I mean, in real life, children obviously grow, but I mean, do the robots grow? I mean, we've never really been explained that. But I believe it's the same actress, so I guess they do. anyways. So she's talking to the daughter, and then she turns around and she sees the mirrored version, the old version of Maeve, or the new version of Maeve, which is a new lady, a new bot, a new host. And as soon as that happens, they start seeing the Indians start crossing the field. And yeah, it's an insane little battle. I mean, one thing I've noticed about these little battles that we've had. Is that each of them have been they've been kind of Game of Thronesian a little bit with these little battles ever since I think episode 3, because we don't ever have just like one or two people fighting anymore. We have like loads of people fighting, and now we have people on horseback and people on people in like carts coming up with guns. I mean, like in the main storyline with Bernard and the Skarsgård brother, but it's becoming the scale is increasing. That's definitely for sure. But yeah, I think it has been a good last few episodes. I definitely didn't do a scene by scene recap. It takes a long time, I'm telling you. And it's like it's the mothership of shows trying to do that. But yeah, so. Check us out. Rate, share, subscribe. Lucky Dog Podcast. We have our full episode list in the show notes. Check us out. Twitter, Lucky Dog Podcast. YouTube, The Lucky Dog Podcast. Email us at theluckydogpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and take it easy. Impression of Westworld episode 4. Kelly, we got it, it was crazy. Oh,
but it was so good.
Was it on the scale of all of the ones we've seen so far?
Was probably the best one.
Oh, best one,
don't you think?
I would say it's probably up there. That with me, I think this has to be my favorite episode of the season, maybe of the whole series.
Yeah, I have to say the same.
Well, we got her. Ladies and gents, it was a quick one. She's so hard to get these days because she's going flying by all these podcasts. I haven't done it, but I'm not gonna be here. So we're gonna splice this in. Just this is future Kelly, okay. Coming from the future.
Coming from the future.
Thank you.